This is bookcareers.com live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of bookcareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello and welcome to episode 127 of bookcareers.com live. This week we are talking about what publishing can learn from industry, and I'm here with a very special guest, Neil Morrison, who is currently Group HR Director at Severn Trent Water, but previously was Group HR Director at Penguin Random House. Now, I have a lot of time for Neil because he helped change the publishing landscape by ensuring that all work experience opportunities at Penguin Random House were paid and many other publishers then followed. Much respect, Neil, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here.
Now, there's been quite a bit of distance now, 4 years between yourself and Penguin Random House. What do you see publishing doing well? What, you know, in the years you were working in industry before Penguin Random House, you spent 8 years at Penguin Random House, you're now 4 years out. What do you see was publishing doing well?
I mean, the inclusion agenda has definitely progressed over the last few years, and I see, you know, it's become widespread across all major publishers. And that is fantastic to see. I think, you know, when we were talking about social mobility sort of 6, 7, 8 years ago, it was quite niche. And now when you look at the industry, there's a real sense around the need to attract a greater diversity of voices, a wider representation, whether that's in employees or whether that's in authors and illustrators. So that is definitely something that's really fantastic to see progress and move on. And the fact that it has become mainstream, it's no longer perhaps seen as being as kind of totemic, but is actually a natural part of what needs to be done. And, you know, schemes like the scheme and Right Now, which started when I was at Penguin Random House, seem to have gone from strength to strength. So, you know, the work that I've seen Hachette doing as well has been, you know, really, really inspirational. I think that's fantastic to see happen.
Okay. Are there any other things outside of diversity and inclusion that you think publishing does well, particularly on the recruitment side?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of more effort that to kind of open up access to careers. And I think, you know, you mentioned around work experience and paid work experience. I mean, it was, going back to my early days in publishing, really quite unfortunate, the approach that the industry had fallen into in terms of connections with people, the need to, you know, stay on someone's sofa, you know, or have the ability to live with parents or family or friends in order to do that. And I think, you know, the paying of that, the spare room project that started up and various aspects to try and make it more accessible is really important. I think, you know, when I look at the language that people use, you know, I still follow all the main publishers' kind of careers pages and sites. They talk about the jobs in a much more inclusive way, which is a big challenge we had a few years ago, where it, you know, we were putting people off before they even thought of applying because it just sounded too hard to get into. So that's definitely improved. And I think willingness to look at different sort of diversity in its truest sense. I'm not talking about protected characteristics. I'm talking about, you know, bringing different people into the industry seems to have, you know, continued to be pushed on. And that's fantastic to see, because, you know, that will just only make for a stronger industry, and an industry which, you know, I've still got a lot of time and passion for.
Great. Now for the big question. What do you think publishing should be doing better?
If I can maybe answer the question in a slightly different way, you're probably not surprised. But One of the things that I found most humbling in coming to Severn Trent, you've got to understand my workforce, they work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or they're available. You know, quite often they're working with water up to their waist, or they'll be dealing in, you know, some of the aspects of kind of sewerage that most of us probably don't even want to think about. And their level of engagement and job satisfaction and their contentedness with the work that they do was really humbling. And I think, you know, one reflection on publishing was sometimes as a workforce, we could get ourselves very absorbed in quite small, perhaps not necessarily that important issues, and get quite wound up about them. It can be quite insular and quite inward focused. And I think, you know, the ability to look out, working in publishing is an incredible privilege. And I wish people would perhaps realise more that privilege. This is something that Tom Weldon, he was really strong on, you know, every day waking up and feeling privileged to work in the industry. But I think sometimes, maybe because it's hard to get into, people feel that when they have, there's some sort of kind of entitlement, maybe, and that there is a kind of industry superiority to other parts of UK PLC. And then when I go and I see the work that my team's doing to make sure that everyone in Birmingham has clean drinking water, I mean, that's an incredibly noble thing to be doing every day. So maybe a bit, yeah, being a bit more humble sometimes and a bit more outward looking towards the wider world.
Yeah, I can see what you're getting at. I don't suppose you want to give any specifics in there at all.
I can give you a little story. So when I was, I won't give any names to it, but when I was working for Penguin Random House and dealing with the trade unions at the time, and we were talking about a pay negotiation, and the quote I was given was, Neil, we're unicorns, and if you want unicorns, you need to pay for them. I find that quite remarkable, not the I mean, it was a negotiating stance, but describing myself or anyone describing themselves as a unicorn feels like quite an unnatural thing to do and quite egotistical. And and we would see it sometimes when we do really quite fantastic initiatives, you know, compared to other industries for our workforce, and yet, you know, people would complain about it. So summer hours, for example, I mean, not relevant at the moment because I can't imagine anyone's in the offices, but, you know, finishing at lunchtime on a Friday, and people would argue, well, why don't you do that all year long? And you kind of think, well, you know, the inability to see the value in the things that are there versus the wider picture of society, rather than just look at what more can I get? Those kind of pieces, I think, don't bring out the best of publishing, and they don't bring out the true level of passion, commitment, and the quality of the people that are in there. It's a part of the personality that I think isn't so great.
Okay. Now, just talking about sort of summer hours and stuff, I'm going to throw you in sort of a curveball. So at the moment, publishers have been working remotely, and a number of publishers are saying, yeah, we're going to go to a hybrid model, we're going to offer a flexible working going forward, and one or two publishers are sort of moving back to being in the office 5 days a week. Have you got an opinion on that at all?
Yeah, I do, actually. I mean, I think, you know, the answer is actually for publishers to get out of London. That is the really simple answer. And if this period of time has hopefully shown them anything, it's that this idea that you all have to be based in central London is a myth. So you know, you could reduce your real estate costs by moving outside of London. You could live in a place where housing is affordable for your workforce, so that those people who are at entry level can afford to live or rent at a decent level. That for me, is not just for publishing, but for a lot of London-based businesses, is the model that we should be looking at. It shouldn't be a, you know, well, you only have to come into London 2 days a week or 3 days a week. It should be a, well, why are we in London? It doesn't make sense. And, you know, I'd love to see, I know, you know, a couple of the big houses now have got branches that they've connected in the north and various other places, but there is no reason that the myth that you have to be there to be relevant for authors, I'm not sure the last year actually justifies that. And so I would be arguing that there are many, many lovely places around the world, or sorry, around the country, I should say, that that would be incredibly grateful of being a hub for creativity, for digital skills, that would mean that, you know, it would be truly affordable for the workforce to have a really great life and reduce costs for the business.
Brilliant, brilliant. And it is this thing about publishing has always been so London centric, and it's, you know, the last year has shown us all exactly that we don't need to be, not even just in London, but we, most of the time, we don't really need to be in an office. And whilst there are lots of benefits to working in an office and collaborating in an office, there are also far more many work life benefits to actually being in a local environment or working from home. Now, is there anything that publishing can move on from and facilitate serious change here? You know, almost be the leaders with perhaps some innovation.
Yeah, I mean, I think when I look at it and when I talk to other businesses, I actually think how trade publishing has navigated the sort of digitalization of the industry is actually really a very strong exemplar for how other industries can do this. And I think, you know, it probably gets, it doesn't get enough accolade for the way in which it's successfully done that. And all credit to the leadership teams that managed to deliver that. And I think the kind of continuing innovation around delivery of content, I think it is really interesting. But I also don't think it should necessarily lose the kind of core of what it does and why it does it. And there's a danger that you get pushed into do the new, do the latest, do the, you know, the shiny. I think the last year has been incredibly taxing for a lot of people in terms of mental health and mental well-being. You know, I firmly believe that there is a strong argument that reading is positive for mental well-being, and therefore I'd love to see, you know, the industry take a stronger stance on the mental well-being aspects of the industry and what they bring to that, and how, you know, 15 minutes reading a day or whatever it is can actually help as part of, you know, people's psychological self-management, I think would be really, really interesting, because we are going to end up in the country with, you know, quite a significant, I believe, mental health problem on the back of the pandemic. And, you know, it would be lovely to see that as an opportunity for reading to play a fundamental part of that. And so, on one hand, you've got all this great digital innovation stuff and content, and how do you take content to markets in a different way? But another thing, there's kind of how do you get relevance in the core again and bring that back to new audiences to say, you know, as you come out of this pandemic, this is something that building into your habits, building into your lifestyle can be really beneficial for you.
Brilliant. I love that idea. And I mean, it is true that reading for any period of time really does help reduce stress levels, although depending really what you're reading. I also like your acknowledgement that the industry has really advanced itself digitally and almost become leaders in the digital landscape. I've said before, you know, publishers were dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century, even just on the implementation of computers and almost print technology, to have them to have adapted and to have advanced digital and taken it a stage further to different industries. Huge kudos. Just a final point. Is there anything else you'd like to say on recruitment practices, staff retention within the industry compared to outside?
I still think there's a long way to go on the kind of inclusion agenda. And again, as I said earlier, you know, in terms of diversity, I mean that in its genuine sense. I don't just mean protected characteristics of the type of people that work. And I think part of the kind of maintaining the relevance of publishing as an industry will require it to be really agnostic about where talent comes from. You know, whilst it has come a long way, I think it has a long, long way still to go. If I compare it to the time I spent in retail before publishing or the time in utilities and infrastructure after retail, both of those are much further advanced, I think, in the way in which they look at kind of talent, they bring talent in, that they embrace, you know, whether it's apprenticeships or the Kickstarter scheme or, you know, a whole range of other different initiatives and types. And bringing people in from different industries, as I was lucky enough to do, I think is also really important in terms of, you know, helping the industry to grow. So it's definitely come a long way. It's come a long way since I left, but that isn't the end of the journey by a long way. There's still much, much further to go, as there is in a lot of the professions as well.
Thank you, Neil. That seems a very good point to end on. Thank you so much for your time, Neil. You can find Neil on Twitter at Neil Morrison. Now, we'd like to use this discussion as an opening to our discussion at Book Careers about the future of work. And we'd like to hear from you about what book publishers do really well as regards the workplace and what you think needs improvement and how publishers can improve. We'll be having this discussion on our bookcareers.com live forum. Just go to bookcareers.com/live, or if you want to use social media, please use the hashtag bookcareers. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers or on Twitter at BookCareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.